Hallelujah. Well, we are just a blessed people, aren't we? Just blessed of the Lord. Oh, I should hold this. Amen. I'm not used to holding these things. We don't have these things where I preach. In our home fellowship, I don't use this. So pardon me if I forget. Amen. You know, the Lord has been speaking to me for several weeks now that we have come to a place of transition. You know, there was a time the children of Israel had been in the wilderness for 40 years. And their time and their life there had become almost a lifestyle. The whole generation of adults had died off that came out of Egypt. And there was now a new generation of people, and they could very well have said amongst themselves, well, we are just a wilderness people. But there came a time when God said it's time to cross over. You know, brethren, I believe that we are living at the time that God is saying it's time to cross over. It's time to come into the kingdom of God. It's time for the kingdom of God to come in the fullness in me. Remember, the kingdom of God is not some natural place out there, but it's the fullness of Christ in here. Not just in me, but in whosoever will hear. Amen. Now, I want to read, you know, there came a time that Moses died. Moses is the man that led them out of bondage. Moses is the man that taught them the first steps of salvation. But the first steps of salvation only brought them out of Egypt. It brought them into a wilderness place. But the ministry of Moses did not bring them into the promised land. And there came a time after Moses died, and they had grieved for Moses for 30 days. And And at the end of 30 days, the Lord said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now get up and get this people over the Jordan. The word of Moses was necessary. It laid a foundation. But brethren, we need to move on from the foundation now. Hallelujah. We need to move on from the old order. We need to move on from the old order of church business. We need to move on from the old order of religion. We need to move on into the fullness of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We have come to a time, I believe Brother Martin laid out the timeline here on the board. We have come to the end of 2,000 years. And you know, Peter said, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So we've come to the end of the sixth day. And you know, brethren, the sixth day is the day of man. Six is always the number of man. Seven is the number of God. Seven is the number of rest. Amen. It's time that we come in out of our struggles with sin and flesh. And come into a place where we will walk in victory. I'm telling you, brethren, it is possible to walk in victory as a Christian. What the churches may have taught that it is necessary for you to sin is not true. It is time to come in out of the old order of keeping of days and keeping of Sabbaths. Keeping of holidays that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Keeping of the rules of food and meats and drinks and this type of thing. Amen. God wants to bring you into the promised land. Hallelujah. Now let me read a couple of passages here. If you have your Bible in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. Chapter 11, verse 8. Now this is the word that Moses is bringing to them, which is bringing preparation to them. Moses is bringing a promise. Amen. And in this promise, they inherited a natural land. Okay. But God has a spiritual inheritance for us.
Ang Diyos, adunay mga sunundon espiritual nga buot mahimutan na nato.
Much better inheritance. I think Brother Bert was reading from Peter that the Lord has promises for us. So it says here in verse 8, therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it. Now this going in to the promise of God is going to require a measure of spiritual strength on our part. How do you get strong, brethren? First of all, by feeding on the Word of God. And by exercising and obeying the Word of God, exercising dominion over the spirits of darkness, He has given us authority to put them out. Out of our soul. Amen. These things that have been identified in these meetings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that flows with milk and honey.
Verse 9.
Now milk and honey speaks of riches.
Okay, amen. O kini manggatas o honey. Sana ko bisaya o so. O dogo, okay? So sa ato kinabuhi nga ato na sa dagaya, madagaya o kinabuhi.
Sweetness and riches.
Katam isisuon ko diha sa kadagaya ro kamao nang buingon tagadato sa diha sa ato pag kinabuhi.
Brethren, walking in the fullness of obedience to the Lord is a good life. It is a sweet life. Amen. We don't have to go back into the old striving and the old bitterness and anger and rancor. Amen. The blood of Jesus delivers us from these things. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. I am just wondering if there are somebody who really understand what the Bisaya language. Amen.
Amen.
Understand me, and also those who did not, who cannot really understand like me. So we are both the same.
Amen. Go ahead and preach it, brother.
Yes, amen. I am just telling them the truth.
Amen.
There are somebody who know really, who really knows what the meaning of Bisaya language of what Brother Mark says, but I am begging their pardon to just understand what I am explaining about in Bisaya language.
Okay, well, that's what
amen.
An interpreter does. Amen. All right, verse 10. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt.
Amen.
For whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and watered it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. Amen. You know, the promises of God are not going to be like anything you had in the world.
Amen.
You're not going to count your success in any manner as the world counts success. Hallelujah. You know, he said that Egypt was mainly a place of vegetables. Amen. But the promised land is going to be meat. It's going to be good, solid protein.
Amen.
Solid food. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he says the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys and drinks water of the rain of heaven.
Amen. Verse 11. Yun at kini ang yatiman sa Ginoo nga inyong Dios gibantayan niya kini kanunay ug mao niya yuta nga nagayon apan ang yuta nga inyong panagiyahon mao yuta sa mga kamungkuran ug nga walog nga kanunay ulanan. Amen. Sagado panalangin mo Jesus.
It's not a flat land like Egypt.
Dili sama sa yuta nga gigikanan sa mga tawo sa Dios.
But it's a land like the Philippines. Hills and rivers and valleys. Amen. And brethren, if you're going to go up into the hills, into the mountains, you're going to have to come up higher. Amen. God wants us to exercise our faith and walk in a higher place. Egypt has no higher place. The highest place in Egypt was those big stone things that they built, the pyramids. That was man-made. But the hills in the promised land are made by God. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, you're going to have trials. Yes, you're going to have challenges. Yes, there will be valleys where you will feel disappointed. But the testing of your faith is more precious than gold and silver. God is going to allow you to have some hills and valleys in your promised land. If you want the best, you're going to have to press in and you're going to have to fight for it.
Amen.
You know, when they gave Brother Caleb his inheritance in the promised land, it was a mountain.
Okay.
It was a hill.
Okay. Bukit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And in that mountain, the enemy had chariots with iron wheels.
Yeah.
Amen. And Brother Caleb was 85 years old.
Sa 85 years old, Nicales.
85 years old.
85 años.
And he said, any young man that can drive the enemy out of that hill, he can have my daughter for a wife. Amen. Do you know that a young man by the name of Othenio stepped up? He said, yes, I'll do it. You see, Caleb didn't have any sons. He only had daughters. So that mountain was going to be his daughter's inheritance. They took the mountain. And after they took the mountain, the daughter came down riding on her horse. She said, Father, I want more inheritance. One spring of water, but I want both springs of water, the upper and the lower. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, it's not like Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go on. Verse 12, the land which the Lord thy God careth for, the Lord is looking over. Brethren, the Lord is looking over your life. He is well aware of your circumstances. He is well aware of every need that you have. He is waiting for you to enter into a covenant relationship with Him. He is wanting to be a father to you. And He's wanting you to be His son. He's wanting to share His heart with you. You know, brethren, you discover that you cannot share everything in your heart with your 7-year-old son. He's a child. A child cannot understand the things of the Father. Even though a child is capable of loving you. But God is waiting for His children to grow up and become sons. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. The rest of verse 12.
Apan ang yuta na inyong panagiyahon mao yuta sa kabungturan o mga walog na kanunay ulanan.
Amen. And now the the next verse it says, and it shall come to pass, if ye will hearken diligently unto the commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Do you see that there is a requirement here? There's a condition. Amen. If you want the fullness of the kingdom of God, you are going to walk in the fullness of obedience to Him. Many of God's... Yeah. Hallelujah. Many of God's people walk in obedience part of the time.
Amen.
And they get into the flesh. And they get into trouble.
Okay.
And the trouble is almost ready to overwhelm them. And they cry and they say, oh God, please help me. And as soon as they are delivered from their trouble, they go back down on the lower path again. See, this is not living by the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So if you obey His commandments, I will give you the rain in your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, thy wine, and thy oil.
Verse 14.
Corn and wine and oil.
Amen. Vino og lana sa olivo.
Corn and wine and oil.
Vino og lana sa olivo.
What else do you need? Amen. What is corn? What is corn? Corn is grain, isn't it?
Amen.
And the grain we grind to make the bread. The bread of life.
Amen.
Which is the word of God. So we're going to have the grain in the natural. You'll have enough rice to eat. But God also wants to give you the bread of the Word of God. Amen. He doesn't want to give you the old stale bread. He wants to give you the fresh new bread. He wants to give you oil. Now you know what oil is in the natural. But oil is a picture of the flow of the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you fullness of spirit. Life in the Spirit. Led by the Spirit of God. That you be the sons of God that walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. And wine. Wine. Now, we're not talking natural wine here. We're talking about the joy of the Lord. He wants you to live a joyful life. Amen. Even in your tribulation, He wants you to rejoice in tribulation. Because it's going to bring about the fruit of the Spirit. So, are you rejoicing in your tribulation? Amen. Let me just give you one little example that I learned from. A little over 8 years ago, I had a heart attack.
8 years
ago. Amen. And I almost died. I was so near to dead that the doctor went and told my wife. He said, he's going to die. I can't save him. Well, here I am. Here I am. Amen.
Amen.
2 months later, the Lord suddenly took my wife. Very suddenly. No, no, not Sister Rita. Before Sister Rita, I was married to another sister.
I see. Her name is
Janet. The Lord took her by death. She died very suddenly, right in front of my eyes. I was going through much, much tribulation. And I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, why is all this necessary? Why do I have to go through all this? Why did you do this to me? Do you know what he said? He said, I thought you wanted to be among the sons of God. I said, well, yes, I do. But I didn't realize I would have to go through this tribulation. He never answered again. That's all he said. Basically, he's saying, you want to be among the sons of God? You will rise up and you will overcome. You will go on. I will give you the grace. I will give you the strength. Amen.
Amen.
But you're not going to run and hide.
Mula kau mudahkan jika kehendak Aku itu buat kalimu.
He demands that we live and act like men.
Hallelujah.
He says he'll give you the former rain and the latter rain. Prophet Joel said that he would send the former rain and the latter rain. Brethren, we know the former rain came at the day of Pentecost. The rain is an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Prophet Joel said he'll pour out his Spirit on all flesh. On your sons and your daughters. Amen. Old men, young men. Dream dreams, see visions. Brethren, you can have that. You can see your children baptized in the Holy Ghost, filled with the Spirit of God. Little children in Prague last year getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. Many children at our last conference in Nebraska baptized in the Holy Ghost again. But you know what, brethren? It's coming even better. The Word of God says He's going to give you both the former rain and the latter rain all at once. Are you going to be able to handle all that rain? Look at all the rain that we had last week. What do you think? You think God is saying, I'm going to pour my Spirit out like that? You think the Spirit of God is going to pour right out through the city Butuan? All your villages are going to be filled with the Spirit of God? People turning to righteousness. You know, you might just be the one to start the rain. Get the rain started where you live. Listen, you teachers, start preaching this word to people you know. Don't just preach this old order, but preach the new order. Now, just turn your page back, one page in your Bible, to chapter 8. In verse 3, he says here that he humbled you and suffered you to hunger. How many of you have been humbled by the Lord? How many of you know what it's like to hunger? You've been hungry for food. But how about hungry for the Word of God? Are any of you hungry for the Word of God? Amen. Is God filling your need today? Hallelujah. Are you eating the good bread? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you have to get hungry before you can be fed. When you've just had a big meal, and somebody brings another big meal in, you say, I can't eat anymore. But one of the things that God has been doing in your life with the circumstances and the disappointments of your life, He's been making you hungry for His Word. Lord, I am not satisfied with what I've been getting before. The old order system has not been feeding my soul. Your spirit has been drying up. Even me, brethren, this past winter, we have very cold winters where I live. We have piles and piles of cold snow. And I can't go outside very much. But in my house, I am saying to the Lord, almost every day I'm saying to the Lord, oh God, don't let me go without life in the Spirit. I need you today, Lord. I need you tomorrow. Oh God, I have tasted the good life of the Spirit. I want more. Give me more. It says, and He fed them with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
Gilisod-lisod kamu niya, o gipasagdan niya kamu sa nung pagkaon, unya, gihatagan kamu niya gmana, pagkaon, na wala pa kayo ninyo makilawi, o sa inyong katigulangan, sukat, masukat. Gibuak niya kini, aron, pagtundok na ninyo mga tao, dili mabuhi sa pagkaon lamang, kundi sa matagpulo sa Ginoo.
Now some of you that have been coming to these meetings are hearing a bread of the Word of God. You're hearing a manna that you have not heard before. You say, Lord, I have not eaten this kind of food before. I Our fathers have not had this word. Some of our churches have not had this word. But God allowed this, that you would be hungry for this word. Hallelujah. Now let me take you to the book of Joshua. In the 5th chapter. And verse 10. All right. Now the history of what's going on here is that the children of Israel have crossed the Jordan.
Okay, ang istorya may suwan din ato pagbasahon karon, ang mga Israelita nga naga sa Jericho man gisgot ani mga
And the crossing over from the old to the new would be very difficult.
Ang pagtabok igsoon ko lagi iskutan ikalihat sa daan nga inong takinabuhi ngadto sa bagong pagkinabuhi nga malisod kayo alang sa ilang mga kahimtangan.
You see, the Jordan River was flooded.
Okay, kanina ilang pagtabok kung mao ang suba ang igsoon nga nagabaha.
The waters were over the banks. They had come off the banks of the river and they were flowing out beyond the river. And however, God said it's time to cross over. Now they could have found plenty of excuses. To stay on the other side. In fact, 2.5 of the tribes said, we want to stay on the other side. We don't want to cross over. So they could have very well said, Joshua, this is not a good time to cross. Let's wait till later. How many of you know sometimes God tells you it's time to start doing something? Time to step out in a new thing. You've been doing your old thing long enough. You're comfortable. You're comfortable with your old style, your old life. But God says, no, it's time for you to step out. I believe that's what God is asking of some of you today. And you might say, well, but God, I can't afford it right now. God, why can't you wait until I feel a little better? Well, you know, maybe my wife isn't feeling so good about this thing now. You know, some of the brethren are saying, no. But what is God saying? That's what you need to hear. What is God saying? Not what your flesh is saying. Because your flesh doesn't want to do it. My flesh doesn't want to go into that Jordan River. Amen. My flesh does not want to die to its desires. But Lord, if I go out there, it's going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to have a struggle, Lord. You know? Can't we just wait and maybe we can build a bridge across this thing? Build a bridge across this Jordan River. A bridge.
A bridge.
But then you won't be baptized in the Jordan, will you? So, it says here, and the children of Israel, verse 10, encamped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at even in the plains of Jericho.
Verse 10.
Now there are two things that the children of Israel had not been doing in their 40 years in the wilderness. The first thing is they were not keeping the Passover. They had kept the first Passover in Egypt. And in the second year, they kept the Passover at Mount Sinai. But it appears that they did not keep any Passover again until this time. Now you notice the perfect timing of God, don't you? Is it just coincidental that it was the 14th day that they crossed over the Jordan?
Yes. Amen.
The perfect day to keep the Passover. Did you understand?
Yes. The continue of that word.
Okay. Now, the other thing that they had not been keeping is they had not been keeping the circumcision.
Okay. Ang laing butang mga isoon kung wala nila bantay, mao ang sa pagtuloy mga bisaya kanang circumcision mga isoon. Mao ba, Brother Matt? Applicable ba ang circumcision?
Among the men, yes.
Kung wala nila tumana, ang usa ka batasan sa mga Hudiyo na dapat is circumcised sa bisaya na not really good in our own language. Circumcision. Ang uban kanila wala nagtuman sa usa ka kinaiyahan na dapat ang mga lalaki pagpatulion gayon sa kanya padayana.
Okay.
Ona ilang wala humarna na ikaduhang balaod sa ilang kinaiyahan.
Amen. So, that has a long translation, doesn't
it? Yeah. I am just telling them about the saya.
Okay. Now, this circumcision represents two things.
Ini maong pagtuli nagisgot dahil ini og duha ka mga butang sa mata nato ni labi sa mga lalaki.
The first thing it represents is the covenant with God.
Ang unang buti pasabot ay mga igsoon kaniya mga lalaki na dapat magpatuli ang buti pasabot ani kanang duna tay pagpakigsabot ngadto sa Dios.
It was a natural sign the seed of Abraham was to carry in their flesh.
Mao ni ang usa ka mga simbolo nga kung ang tao niadto panahon na magabuhat ni ana nga balaod isa ni kapagpasundayo ug pagpamatuod nga kita nakikasundo gayod sa Ginoo mga igsoon. I mean that ay maayo kung nagpatuli ta kay nakikasundo ta sa Ginoo.
But it represents one other thing as well. It represents the putting off of the flesh. Okay. In other words, we are not going to live by the flesh. But we're going to live by the Spirit. Amen. And brethren, now, you know, brethren, you can read Romans, the 8th chapter. And I recommend that you read it, and teach it. Brother Paul is saying, though we are in the flesh,
Brother Pablo,
we are not after the flesh. In other words, I do not live and orient my life around my flesh. There are things that God calls us to do. That our flesh is not going to enjoy doing. Amen. We enjoy preaching the message of the kingdom of God. We enjoy coming here because we delight in seeing what God is doing in your lives. But we do not enjoy losing sleep night after night to travel. We do not enjoy getting up when we should be going to bed on our clock. Sometimes we eat things that we don't know what they are. Our flesh is saying, what is this? And you see, this is what the children of Israel were doing in the wilderness. The manna that they were eating, the name of it was, what is this? And they got tired of eating, what is this? And they said, why can't we have food from Egypt? Amen. And so you see, we have to put off the dominion of the flesh. As you see, I still live in a body of flesh. I drink water, I eat food. I'm still here. But my spirit has life beyond this flesh. Hallelujah. It says, and they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the same day. And it says, and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten the corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of the Canaanite that year.
12.
Now, God took away from them the thing that they were comfortable with. They finally got comfortable with that manna. They got comfortable with that old way of life in the wilderness. Some of you have been comfortable in the outer court religion. You didn't like it, but you finally said, I guess this is the best that God has for us. But if you're ready to cross over, brethren, God will take away the old, and He's going to give you the new. Are you willing to give up the old? Amen. Are you willing to believe that God will make provision for you? Do you know that you're going to have to work for the corn of the land? You're going to have to plant the seed of the Word of God. You're going to have to water the Word of God. You're going to have to tend the orchard. Orchard. Banana groves. You're going to have to take care of them. Amen. And you're going to have to tend the sheep. You're going to have to feed the sheep.
Amen.
You're going to have to work for it. Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Where is the time going? Let me go to the book of Revelation. Because there's a picture here. Oh, I mean, the whole book of Revelation is a picture. Of the fullness of the kingdom of God. I I mean, brethren, we could spend day after day after day in this book showing you the things that God has for us prepared. But let's just take a couple of verses. Chapter 12, verse 7. It says there was war in heaven. You know, there is war in the Canaan land. Do you hear me? Land is not just going in and playing harps and sitting on clouds. It's going in and driving out the Hittites.
Jebusites.
Yeah. And all the other ites that don't belong there. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, brethren, there are unclean spirits that have taken up possession in my soul and they don't belong there. There are ancestral spirits that I have inherited from my fathers.
Dunay mga kinayahan or espiritu nga dili mahimong mapanunod sama nga dapat pagasundol sa iyang ginikanan.
They don't belong in my life.
Dili sila sakop sa akong kinabuhi.
Amen. So there is going to be war in the realm of the human soul. We're facing a time of warfare, brethren. The earth is shaking. The heaven is shaking. The heaven of my soul is being shaken by the warfare. The heaven of your soul is being shaken. But we have the promise that God will send Michael and the heavenly host to help us. And it says the devil, the dragon, was cast out of that heaven. Amen. That devil is going to be cast out of the true church. Amen. The blood prevails over the devil. And there was found no more place for that devil. He's going to starve to death. Because we're not going to feed him any more of our life. Hallelujah. It, It says that he was cast down to the earth. And his fallen angels with him down to the earth. Devil coming down to the carnal realm. Do you understand why we don't want to walk after the flesh in the carnal realm anymore? Do you see why God is saying we must come up higher? We have to come up higher. The devil is coming down lower.
Amen.
But you see, the world system is not coming up higher. And the devil is coming down and he's stirring up the people of the world. Riots, insurrection, warfare. Come above that level, brethren. Hallelujah. Now I just want to leave you with this one last verse. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. I heard a loud voice in heaven. Where is heaven? Not up in the sky. Heaven means a place in the spirit. I heard a voice by the Spirit saying, now is come. I'm telling you, brethren, we are in transition, and I want to cross into this now is come. Amen. Jesus said, I must do the work of the Father while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. The apostle said, the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
Amen.
Brethren, we are very near to the edge of this happening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now is come salvation.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What did Paul say in Romans? Let's see, Romans 13, you don't have to look it up. But he said, now is your salvation nearer than when you first believed. You see, Brother Bert was talking yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about how the churches have lied to the brethren and said, as soon as you repent and ask for the blood of Jesus, your salvation is finished. And you don't have to worry about anything more. But Paul is talking about a different salvation beyond when you first believed. So our salvation isn't finished yet. First Peter 1:5, we've been quoting a lot of things from First Peter, the first chapter. Peter talks about a salvation to be revealed at the last time.
Praise the Lord. Chapter 1, verse 5.
Yeah.
Let me first read.
Yeah.
Nagayon ang versikulo 5 sa 1 Pedro, mga isoon, pinaagi pagtuog, kipanalipdan kamo sa gahong sa Diyos, alang sa kaluwasan nga andam na ipadayag katapusan nga panahon. Panalipdan di ay kita isoon ko ang atong kaluwasan kay hapit nang ipadayag ang isang panahon sa atong kasiguruhan na kaluwasan, mga kaisunan.
So there's coming a time when we will see the fullness of our salvation. Not just the life in the outer court. Not even just the life in the holy place. But a life before the mercy seat of God. We will walk and live in a manner in which Jesus walked and lived on this earth. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. That his sons will walk in the authority of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Brethren, let us put an end to the ministration of the accuser.
Amen. Atong ibutang ang isyo ng tanang mga nag-aakusa kanato, na dili na mahimong magahari atong una-una ug atong kaming mga isyo.
Let us not hear his accusations anymore. Let us not pass on his accusations to others. Amen. We're going to overcome that devil. By the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. You liked it up to that point, didn't you? I said you liked it up until that point about love not their lives unto death.
Yes, amen. Amen. That's what I understand, that let us always love him for to us to live his Christ and to die his game.
Amen.
That's what the meaning I learned.
Yes. Amen. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.